right. You are listening to WHFR. Whoa. That CD just didn't want to end, but we're going to have to. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, and this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as promised, in the studio right now, we have Xander. Can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going?
All right. How you doing, sir?
Good, good.
All right, I'm just slightly confused, so please help me out there. I've seen you basically as Xander, Xander the Great, Xander Michigan. Clarify that for me, please. I'm not sure what's going on.
I mean, whatever you want to call me. I'm just kidding. Xander Michigan is what I go by.
Xander Michigan?
Xander the Great is my previous album.
Ah, okay, okay.
But, you know, people can call me whatever they want.
So. All right, well, thank you. That clarifies it. Well, yeah. Then we'll do Xander Michigan then.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, you got lots of great songs for us, I heard.
Yep, old and new.
Old and new, and you'll be having a new release coming up soon, which we'll talk about a little bit later. We might as well get started.
All right. First song?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This one's called Green Socks. Oh, you keep me warm. You're my shelter from the storm. You can have my heart, it's yours. Is it okay if I marry you, girl? Green socks. You know that I love you a lot. You make my heart stop. You got my stomach tied in.
Right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, and in the studio live we have Xander Michigan.
Yeah.
Green Socks, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, have you, for the most part, usually played on your own, or is that just how it kind of fell into place, or something you prefer, or what?
For the project Xander Michigan, my pseudonym, whatever. I've basically been doing solo stuff, folk primarily, Americana. I did have a group for my previous release party for Xander the Great, which was a lot of fun. It's nice to play with other people, but usually by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just find it works better that way?
I mean, logistically, it's so much easier. I can't even keep track of my own schedule, much less, you know, other people's schedules. So it suits me.
Yeah, I know how that can be sometimes in getting the bands to come on my show here at the Motor, you know.
Yeah.
There's always like one person that for whatever reason can't make it.
Yeah, and it's always the bass player.
Is it? Okay. I've seen sometimes it's a drummer, but yeah, it's usually one of those two.
One of those two guys, yeah.
Yeah, don't know what the phenomenon is behind that, but
and I just don't want to have to deal with it, so.
Okay. So Xander the Great, is that the only full-length release you have?
I have a demo that you can only find on Bandcamp. Some acoustic stuff that I did a couple of years ago, which I'm taking and re-releasing the songs better produced on newer records. But the only full-length that I have is, Xander the Great.
Okay. So. And any of those songs are going to be on your next one, or is it going to be completely different?
You mean from the first demo?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually three of them will be on the new release.
Okay, so they'll finally see the light, so to speak.
Yeah, I've been playing them. I love playing them live, but I have always imagined them to be something bigger than they were, so I finally have been able to work it out, and they sound really good. So I'm excited for everybody to hear what I had envisioned the whole time.
Well, that's good. So what are we looking at? Probably about the end of the year, you think, or by the time it's done? Or
I'm hoping sooner. Nobody likes to have a release party in the middle of winter when people have to drive. And so I'm hoping October, but you know how those things go.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we'll see.
And October is not that far away at all.
It's not. Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, this year's almost over with.
I know, halfway.
Alrighty. Why don't we get to another one?
Alright. Don't you get any ideas? This is from the first demo.
Okay.
As the days go past and the waves they crash, but this youth won't last, but I pretend for now. And my mind gets numb, and my fingers get dumb. Soon I won't be able to strum, but I'll do it while I can. And my legs, they shake, and my heart, it quakes. In the land of the lakes, it's so cold out here. I said, don't you get cute, or I'll give you the boot. And I'll throw you down the chute with no ladder. Don't you get any idea? You're far too young for that. We say we live for tomorrow, but we want a yesterday, babe. And I bought some new pants while traveling to France, and I added new pants to my garden. And she whimpered and cried when I told her goodbye, but she always just sighed when I adored her. Now you know I'm a jerk when I steal all your perks, but I constantly work for your children. Call me Henry Ford, a genius and some more. So many people I didn't know, but I'm wealthy. Don't you get any idea? Pretty girls don't have to deal with it. They say that love is blind, but I see you standing on those handsome men. Time is coming, it's gone. Those words I said were wrong, but you knew that all along, and you kept silent. You could have been my heart, my love to see it parts. Now all I have is a sharpened rod to sharpen different women. Yeah, my throat is dry, you stuck a needle in my eye. You flipped an eyelash in my pie, but you're so childish. And I'm a man of taste, I'm gonna throw no fears to face. Bo-bo, I'm the race.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, here in the studio with Xander Michigan.
I love that name. It's so catchy.
What?
Motor Live Drive at 5.
You know, Alan can tell you, it took me a while before I could say it like every time, all the time, perfectly.
Well, it works. I'm glad you did because it's an awesome name.
Yeah, for some odd reason, I just wanted to keep tripping up on it when I first started doing the show. I don't know what it was, but.
Well, you're a pro now.
Yeah, I've overcome, I guess.
Persevered.
That's right, exactly. Okay, so. Who has influenced you? Who got you started? What made you want to play like you're doing now? Singer, songwriter, that kind of stuff.
Well, obviously you can tell a lot of it is Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really find out about him till much later, right around when I started going solo, if you will. and I figured, you know, if he can do it, then I can do it. And I'm doing it. So I kind of took that as a starting point, and you know, I sort of a whole bunch of different influences. I mean, a lot of Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
I like some newer guys. You know, I really like the Lumineers, those guys. You know, just a whole bunch of different influences, and I listen to a lot of not folky Americana music as well. Probably mostly not that kind of stuff, but it all kind of blends together to make me what I am, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's always good when you can get sources from outside. I think that makes you a better, not just you personally, but anyone, a better musician, you know.
For sure, especially from different genres, because even if you don't play that type of music, it makes you think differently about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. And there is so much out there you could spend the rest of your life exploring.
Totally. And with the internet and streaming nowadays, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's for sure.
So, it's pretty awesome. We live in a crazy time.
All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right. So we're just going to go down the list, I guess, right?
Sounds like a plan to me, Xander.
Yeah, so this is called If Only You Knew I'd Be Good to You. Oh, darling, I got my eyes on you. Oh, baby, come here and take away my blues, and then tell me of my failures and all I had to lose. Yeah, if only you knew that I'd be good to you. Sugar, look at me now. Oh, honey, I'm the biggest thing in town. And then tell me I'm insignificant and kick me twice while I'm down. If only you knew that I'd be good to you. You acted cool. Yeah, if only you knew that I'd be good to you. Mm-hmm.
Woo!
All right. Listening.
Cheering section over here.
Woo! Yay!
We can do some clapping too. We do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we do get a few people in the studio. Not all the time, but every once in a while, depending on time and luck.
Okay.
Anyway, you're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Xander Michigan's here with us, and we were talking earlier. So do you have any upcoming shows you want to talk about at all? Or?
Well, before we keep going, can you turn your volume up?
My volume?
In here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can hear me better?
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That's better. Cool.
Okay.
Well, we got the Flintstock Fest coming up on the 7th of August.
Certainly.
That is right. Yeah.
Now, is that the actual day you're playing? Or because I know it's 3 days.
It's all weekend. I'm playing on Sunday the 7th.
Okay.
At, I think noonish, one-ish, two-ish, around there.
So you got to get out early to check out Xander.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they'll be there all weekend so they can just like roll out of bed and, oh, hey, there's Xander.
Yeah, I guess there's camping available too, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
The first thing that they see in the morning is my beautiful face.
Or, well, we won't get into that.
Yeah.
But it is a good cause. I mean, we can't talk about it too much on the radio, but it is to help the people that have been affected by the whole Flint water crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a lot of amazing people that have gotten together, including yourself. There's going to be, at least 40 bands over those 3 days, I heard.
That's awesome.
You know, all different genres. So, I mean, it's not like one style of music. If you don't like this band, trust me, the next one, you know.
Sure.
Whatever. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things going on as well. And besides admission and raffles, I guess you can bring water, and they want perishable food, I believe, right?
Perishable food?
Yeah, I think the logic behind that is because they don't have the clean water. It's got to be something they can clean without that. Does that make sense?
I mean,
I could be off base.
Don't
give me. But I could have sworn it did say perishable. It didn't say non-perishable. So
that'd be very interesting. I don't know if I've ever heard of a perishable food drive.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I guess it's trying to get to them food that they don't have to utilize water to make, to
that
cook.
Makes sense.
So, but yeah, I'm sure you could go on the website and, you know, you could contact somebody and find out and clarify, you know, Scott,
sure.
The DJ may be completely out of his mind. Who knows?
Yeah, right. And it's all over Facebook and social media too. So it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah. So that would be flintstock2016.com. Any other information? Sure. Do you have any other shows besides that one as well? Or
right now, I just do a standing gig at this place called MASH in Ann Arbor. It is in the basement of the Blue Tractor Brewery.
Okay.
In Washington. I play there about once a month, 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, like a random Saturday. And it's a good time. You know, people come and go and have some sliders and, you know, some beverages and things like that. I like it out there. I went to school out there, so it's nice to get back once a month and see the city and check it out. So other than that, just saving myself for the release party. So trying not to gig too much so that people will be missing me instead of being sick of me.
What is that? Always leave them wanting more.
Exactly. Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
All right. So would there be like, do you have like a Facebook page or something maybe that somebody could check it out and find out like the next time you're playing at that place or... You know,
on my website, I have put a like an interactive gig calendar.
Okay,
that you can see like the locations on the map, and it's like a MapQuest thing where you can look at it and oh, hey, there's that venue. So all of my upcoming gigs will be on there, XanderMichigan.com.
Okay,
and I mean everything is there. You can see all the past gigs, upcoming gigs, links to music stations, my full press kit for any potential booking people that go on there. I mean, you can videos, links to sign up for my newsletter, just about anything you can think of. So it's a one-stop shop, and it's a shop too. So, I mean, you can purchase things as well. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the music, I guess.
I guess too. Cool. This is called Hey Zeus.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Xander Michigan is with us this afternoon playing the tunes for us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at this list. You did me very well. You got plenty of ammunition here, it looks like.
Yeah, you said have an arsenal ready, and I basically just took my whole discography, if you will.
Well, so. If you don't mind, we'll just kind of try to keep it going then. We might as well.
I mean, if there's, you know, any songs in particular that you would like to hear based on how cool the names are, then throw them at me so that we can pick the best ones. But
okay. Well, so far so good on my end, I think.
All right. Well, then we'll keep going. You Remind Me of a Girl is the next right one?
Yep.
All right. This is a love song. Wrong harmonica. Put them in alphabetical order, just so that I know which one's which.
We got it.
I once knew a girl in my hometown. She looked a lot like you. Are you quite sure that you're not her? Don't believe that's true. I left my home when I was young, the only time that I could go. I told her that when I'm rich I will return. She said, darling, no you won't. And you remind me, girl, that I once knew. And you remind me, girl, that I once knew. I still remember that rainy day, saddest I've ever seen. And I can forget that soft, sweet face, all the places I've been. She's got a smile that I've seen somewhere, honest and joyful and soft. It's a smile I swear I've seen somewhere, somewhere way far off. And you remind me of the girl that I once knew. And you remind me of the girl that I once knew. Inside my hand, feel like I have grown. And when your lips, they touch my lips, feel like I am home. Falling in love about a million times, none of them were true. Fell in love with her way back then, but maybe, just maybe, I was falling in love with you. And you remind me of a girl that I once knew. And you remind me of a girl that I once knew. You remind me of a girl that I once knew.
All right.
How touching.
How touching, yeah. Kind of melancholy there.
Yeah. A little cutesy.
All right.
It's not the Usher song. A lot of people try to go online and look for the Usher song. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. And when they find out that it's this one, they change the channel. It's funny.
Wow. There's no justice in this world, is there?
No. But at least I'm getting traffic. Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing.
That's right. Yeah. Next time I'll do an Usher cover, and then I'll be famous by doing the Usher cover.
Right. You'll at least get their attention and be like, oh.
Yeah. That's what I was actually looking for this time.
That's cool. All right. Just want to remind everybody, we're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. with a live act. Today, no exception, we have Xander Michigan in the house. Oh, you have to excuse me.
I am alive and live.
Alive and live, that's good. That does help.
It does, certainly.
All right. I'm looking at this title now. Don't Juice Me, Babe.
It's not about oranges or grapefruits.
Okay. Should I even ask? We are on the radio.
No, I mean, it's a song about a bad relationship. Don't juice me. It's like, don't take advantage of me.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, don't squeeze me of all of my, life.
Okay.
Putting it poetically.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you saved yourself, so we're all right for now.
And this is one of the ones on the new record that I redid, and it's definitely my favorite. So
in case
anyone was wondering what I thought, it's my favorite.
All right. We definitely have to play it then. So. That's for sure. Okay.
All right.
Don't juice me, baby.
Was a child, but now I'm just a taller child. I don't know when I'll be a man, but boy said for now I'm just gonna play a while. don't choose me, babe. I don't play well with others. Don't use me, baby, acting like a jealous lover. Say don't use me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win. I once was a poor boy, but now I'm just a poor old man. I don't know when I'll be rich, but oh, I said for now I'm just gonna do what I can. Oh, don't squeeze me, babe, I ain't got nothing to give. Don't tease me, babe, just let me go on and live. I said don't tease me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win. I once loved pretty ladies, but then I found out all their secrets. I once let them have my heart, but oh, now I think I'm just gonna keep it. Oh, you slay me, babe, you let me in that dress. You weigh on me, babe, my heart is in a tangled mess. Say, don't use me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win. Like a game, but it don't work like it did back then. Oh, you choose me, babe, I don't play well with you. You're gonna lose me, babe, with all the bad things you do. I said don't choose me, babe, but you always keep on trying to win.
Alrighty, well, did she win?
She did not win.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
No.
Yeah, every once in a while you want to hear a happy ending, you know?
Yeah, even if it's a sad song, the sequel will be a happy song.
Okay. Yes.
But it sounds so good. I mean, it's full band arrangement on the record, and It's just like Bob Dylan, Highway 61, jammy, kind of, like mid-60s, where everybody was like shaking all over the place. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Oh,
it makes me very happy.
I look forward to seeing that one of these days. That sounds good. Cool. Yeah, I'm kind of looking at a few of the titles here. I know there's at least a couple I want to hear. Well, one of the ones that I've actually played more than once on my show has been Bathtub Gin.
All right. Yeah.
To me, that's a fun song, you know?
That's one of my favorites, too. And everybody loves it because it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the same acoustic, but you know, you get the overall theme.
Oh yeah, the gist of it. Sure, yeah. Sure.
So should we do that one next?
If you don't mind, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that one.
All right. I wasn't sure about the whole bathtub gin thing on the radio, but let's do it.
City ain't a way to come and come back. So jazz, we're running one or three guys. Yeah, she had a bag. She looked in the back. She knew me when she walked away. She gave away. I don't know your name, but please just let me in. The liquor store's been closed for years. I know you got bad tub gin. Ooh, do-do-do-do-do. Drinking from the paint can. Jazz, not a mailman. Swinging from the tree branch. Swinging from the ceiling fan. Love you where I never go. Take me where I never go. You lead off the water, but you can't. Can't see your face, but you look just like my kin. This potion's got me all mixed up. Only one more bathtub gin. Walking on a sand dune, looking like a driver. Such a little piece, but a man was singing out of tune. I take it as a compliment on every single continent. I can have like an elegant, my silence in my diamond ear. I could never read, but baby, I can't sing. boot camp. Lick me like an old stamp. Wave me back and feet are shaping, shaping like a leg cramp. Tell me that you with me dead. Snap me right upside the head. Chew me up and spit me out. There's no one that I really will. Baby, I can't lose because I was born to win. So what if I'm an outlaw? Getting rich, I'll bet.
Now, that one definitely sounds like one of the songs I grew up on. I mean, back in the early Dylan years or the Arlo Guthrie stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I stole it.
Shh, don't tell anybody now.
It's just different enough so that I can't get in trouble.
Ah, okay.
I think.
So I'm really do know what you're doing. That's cool.
You know, good musicians borrow, great musicians steal.
Ah.
Or artists.
Whatever. I've heard that before, yes, definitely.
And I'm stealing.
Stealing when I should have been buying, yeah. All right, we're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show with Xander Michigan.
Woo!
And we're having a good time here.
And how are you, Scott? I didn't ask you.
Ah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
That's good. I feel so rude. I didn't ask you at the beginning.
That's okay. That's pretty much my job to do all the asking for the most part. But thank you, though.
You're the dude. You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
You're the reason I'm here. So I'm thankful. This is awesome.
This is true. Well, you're welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Well, it looks like we got plenty more great songs to choose from.
The keyword is great, if anybody listening.
Yeah, you noticed that. Didn't you? All right. How about Ballad of a Broken Man?
We can do that one.
Okay.
Interesting choice. I'm secretly judging you right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. This is one from the original demo as well.
Okay. Is that going to end up on the release then?
I'm thinking I'm going to be super crafty with how I release this because I went into the studio and recorded 16 songs, and that's way too big for a record because people's attention span nowadays is far too short for 16 whole songs. So yeah. I think what I want to do is make a couple actual like limited edition cool vinyl-y, like vinyl A-side, B-side singles and B-sides.
Okay.
And have this be one of the B-sides. So kind of on the back burner, I wanted to just redo it and spruce it up, but it's not like a single kind of song. But I want to make a special thing for it. So I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do because vinyl pressing is really expensive. But,
oh yeah.
I will figure it out. So, but yeah, so this is one of them. I'm probably play like a shortened version cause it's kind of long. If that's cool.
It's up to you.
All right, cool.
All right.
I was sitting in a drain pipe, waiting for my next life. When it didn't come to me, I sat in silence crying. And I was feeling so shook up, no use for to look up. Took my eyeballs out with ease. I didn't need to see. And I have made a lot of mistakes, caused a lot of earthquakes. Bought a stick of super glue to piece back all the smoke I blew. Oh, I never thought it could be true. Oh, it should be true. Oh, and you never turned away from me. But I never looked back at you. me in a train car, rolling down somewhere far. I knew that I could not see you anymore. It's happened way too many times before. And I was spitting at the rich man. He had a Bible in his right hand. He just looked down on me. He said my soul could not be saved. Nobody told me which way to turn. That's one lesson that I got yet to learn. Skinny woman, she once locked me in a trunk, then dumped me out with all the rest of the junk. Oh, I always thought I couldn't cry until we said goodbye. Oh, and you always gave your life to me, but I never gave mine to you.
Right. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. It's got a whole nother verse. It's like, you know, 5-6 minutes long, but you know, you get the gist because that's a really long song. So.
Okay.
So if you purchase the limited edition vinyl,
then we will get the full length.
The full length.
All right. That's good. Okay. Well, we got more time and we got more songs. We might as well just keep it going.
Let's do it.
All right. How about There Ain't No Difference Between You and Me?
One of my favorites. You have great taste, you know.
Ah, thank you.
Let me tell you.
Sitting on the ground, you are the rich man sitting on the town. I set up my cross and then you burned it right down. Burned it right down. You are the fat man lying through his teeth. I am the young man dying underneath. I tried to see the show, but you sat in my seat. Ain't no difference between you and me. I just sit a little straighter. I am the ugly man, last one on the list. You are the handsome man, first one to get kissed. I thought I'd find my lover, but you're the only one she missed. Thank you. dress a little better.
Is that what it is? Okay.
That's right. It's the bow tie.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 with Xander Michigan.
That's me.
In the house.
Yeah.
We're playing some tunes for your listening pleasure.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got about another 13 minutes, so I think we could squeeze in a few more.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do we want to play? Why don't you pick this time?
Aw, shucks.
Yep.
Why don't we do a new one? Wouldn't that be appropriate?
It sure would, yeah.
All right, so let's do a song called She Said. This is a new one. It's based off of a Beatles song called She Said, She Said. That's what the song, I think, is called.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just shortened it. I told you I'm stealing, you know?
Yeah.
That means I'm great, right? Xander the Great. Thief. All right.
Said she found Jesus, I swear she found him, he's been dead for 2,000 years. She said he's inside you, I said there's no room here, my body is too full of fear. She said she'll start living, I asked when she died, she said it's a figure of speech. She said she'd get healthy, girl I don't believe you, she said I don't practice, I preach. She said, oh, she said, just like the Beatles said. She said, oh, she said, oh, she said, only now I know what they meant. Said she loves women, I asked in what manner, she said she's a staunch feminist. I told her she can't just keep switching teams on me, how many women have you killed? She said she'd quit talking, I told her she's crazy, it's her favorite punishment. She said that she'd love me if I wasn't so honest, what a lovely sentiment. She said, oh, she said, just like the Beatles said. She said, oh, she said, oh, she said, only now I know what they mean. Just like the Beatles said, she said, oh, she said, oh, she said, only now I know what they mean.
Well, she said it all right.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's cute.
Little humor.
Uh-huh. Lighten things up a bit.
Yeah, lighten the mood.
Sure.
Like a feather.
All right. Well, I want to remind our listeners, a good way to see you would be next weekend at Flintstock. That's in Marlette, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I've never been there. It's like in the middle of literally nowhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What is it? The Bacchus Social Club, I guess it's called?
I mean, we're about to get real social. Because there ain't nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's all there is to do out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be like one of those little mini Woodstocks, huh?
There you go. Yeah.
Everybody's got to get together and groove and...
Groovy man.
Give water and all that good stuff. But
yeah, for a good cause.
Yes. Lots of great musicians playing, so...
Ahem, including yours truly.
Of course. But yeah, that's the main gig. That'll be a week from Sunday, and you said you're going to go on early, right? Around 12 or so?
Yeah, I don't even remember, but it's before 2.
Okay.
If not 2. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, like you said, hopefully most people have already been there and hung out and probably spent the night. I know there's camping involved there, too, if people want. So
yeah.
Should be a good time, man.
For sure.
And hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler than it has been the last few days, too.
I know. It's been pretty brutal, especially in the suit.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know?
Playing festivals is the worst.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about that, were you, when the suit thing, you know?
I mean, I thought about it, but not hard enough, obviously.
Yeah. It's probably wonderful in the wintertime, but...
Oh, it's great.
Not this time of year.
Huh? Yeah, but you got to look good, you know?
All right, well, why don't we try to squeeze this... two more in? Sound good?
Sure. Can I just remind people where they can find me?
Sure.
On the intertubes?
Please go ahead.
So my main website is xandermichigan.com, Xander with a Z. You can Google my name, Xander Michigan, and you should basically be able to find most things that you're looking for. I'm on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and can be found on all streaming sites, including Pandora, Tidal, Apple Music. You can buy my stuff on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Bandcamp, CD Baby, all that other good stuff. And if you have an AMI jukebox at a favorite establishment or eatery near you, I am also on all AMI jukeboxes in North America.
Cool.
And so you really have no excuse, I think, is the moral of that story. So
Not at all.
Yeah, and if anybody is looking to get in contact with me, my contact information is on my website. So, cool. Thank you for letting me do a little shout out.
No.
And shout out to all my people back home, C-Town, Claus and Pride.
Woo. Well, that's what the show is all about. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what are we going to play next.
So you pick one, then I pick one.
How about Sweeter Than My Solitude?
You pick like the long and melancholy ones.
I don't know. It's just I'm drawn to those. I don't know why.
Yeah, we can do it if you think we got. Yeah, we got time. I'll play the Reader's Digest version for you.
All right. It can go up to 6. It can go even a tiny bit after, as long as it doesn't go under.
I'll just play it really, 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 really fast.
Okay. Once again, Xander, Michigan, folks.
After that, I
It's got like two more verses and stuff, and it's, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, yeah, we still do have a couple of minutes, so you got a short one you can throw at us real quick?
Yeah, let's do another one from the new album.
Okay.
This song is called Patch Up My Heart.
Cool.
And it was named after, I saw this girl one time, she was wearing a sweater with elbow patches on it, and she patched up my heart.
Hmm, interesting.
Isn't that totally ridiculously stupid? That's okay.
Give me my love and love me my life. I promise one day I'll make you my wife. It's then that I knew I fell from the start. You were the girl to patch up my heart, babe. Quell all my fears, quench all my thirst. You were the girl to make me be first. No matter the time or distance apart, you were the girl to patch up my heart. Life got me down, all broken and blue. It doesn't last long, cause I know I got you, babe. Baby, you really are a true work of art. You were the girl to a patch of my heart. Life only ends like all good things do, but I felt so lucky to spend it with you. I may not be handsome, I may not be smart, but you were the girl to patch up my heart.
WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
August 5th, 6th, and 7th, Dearborn Homecoming. WHFR will be there present broadcasting, and we shall also have our annual Homecoming CD sale. All CDs and vinyl is only $1, and all money and proceeds go to benefit WHFR, your hometown nonprofit radio station. You can come on in if you brought a bag during our donation drive. And $89.30. You can fill that bag. I bet you